The two First Nation proponents of a Ring of Fire Road welcomed Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's promise this week in Sudbury to invest $1 billion into road infrastructure, fast-track mining permits, and revamp Ottawa's permitting process. In a joint news release, the leadership of Webiki First Nation and Marten Falls First Nation said a federal commitment to funding an access road into the isolated James Bay region would go a long way toward achieving economic reconciliation. Webiki First Nation, the closest community to the Ring of Fire, and Marten Falls First Nation, located to the south, are the proponents leading the assessments of the proposed Northern Road link. In a statement, Webiki Chief Cornelius Webass said his community has been advocating for responsible development that respects their land and way of life. Federal investment in the road would provide year-round community access and unlock the region's economic potential that would benefit future generations, Webass said. As well, this commitment of funding and revenue sharing is a positive sign of support for our vision and our right to self-determination. Poilievre made his remarks on the eve of a federal election call which could come as early as next week. Newly sworn-in Prime Minister Mark Carney hasn't yet stated his fledgling government's position in matching Ontario's long-standing $1 billion commitment toward funding the roads and bridges needed to reach the communities and the high-grade Far North mineral belt. A permanent road would open up the James Bay region for the first time. The communities said an overland route for mining extraction would provide economic and business spin-offs, allow them to benefit from resource revenue sharing, and connect them to essential services in the south. Marten Falls First Nation Chief Bruce Acne-Pinescombe said Poilievre's commitment sends a strong signal that our years of leadership and planning are being recognized. We have the opportunity to advance long-overdue infrastructure that will support not only economic growth but also better services, employment, and connectivity for our people. He reminds all that communities must remain at the center of decision-making, and that partnerships and respect of Indigenous leadership are essential to ensure development is done right.